This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
In the squadron, they called him Bullets, but we call him Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly is on the air on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
I felt it. I feel like one of the privileged few. I felt the earthquake. It was pretty cool, actually. I was on the 19th floor. I knew right away it was an earthquake. Not wasn't an explosion, Chris Christie. I saw him on CNN for an hour and a half talking about the horror he had gone through and the confusion in the Christie household. Wearing a baseball cap for some reason. Anyway, now I knew it was an earthquake because I had gone through one once before. Definitely an earthquake. Lasted for about, I don't know, 8 seconds maybe. I got to admit, I was totally scared, and I thought, uh-oh, God must be really angry. I hope he's not that angry. I just felt like, you know, who knows? It could last for 8 seconds. It could last for 80 seconds. Anybody ever see the movie Earthquake in Sense Around that came out in 1974? No. Anyway, it was a great movie and featuring horrible damage in California and looting. And it was crazy stuff. So what do we say? I don't think anything's broken. Of course, every politician is out there trying to get screen time, basically. They want airtime. They want to, just say stuff with those silly emergency jackets. The last one that I remember, it was in the 90s, and everything started shaking in a room I was in Arizona. It was 2 a.m, and it felt just like that. Back then, you couldn't go to Twitter, and, actually even CNN was like in tape programming, so I didn't find out until the next morning that it was, in fact, an earthquake. And nobody was really freaked out about it because they happen a lot more out there. So with that, I'm looking. Yep, everybody is going nuts. All right. There's an earthquake, an earthquake, an earthquake. So what? I was just talking to Robert O'Brien, the national security advisor for Donald Trump. And he probably will be the national security advisor for Donald Trump again. And I'm like, did you hear about this earthquake? And he's like, yeah, I live in California. That happens a couple of times a week. It's no big deal. I said, really? You don't have any trauma counselors on duty? So what do you say? James Flippin, did you feel the earthquake?
If I'm being honest, I didn't. But I was just steps away from several colleagues here who said, whoa, what was that?
Well, everybody's bragging right now. Everyone's claiming they felt it.
But in real time.
Very honest that you didn't.
In real time, they definitely did. Because there was sort of like this buzz. Everybody's like, whoa, whoa. And I'm thinking, all right, it must have been, I figured there was some like big, construction payload that got dropped or something like that.
Well, nothing's broken. And except... the usual sus. I don't even care what Eric Adams says or Kathy Hochul. They're all parasites. You ever see Westmore, the bridge that came down in Maryland? He's giving briefings all the time, like he knows anything about any of that stuff. What does he know how to do? He knows how to raise. I'm talking about the guy, the bridge collapse in Baltimore. He's been on TV 70 times a day ever since to talk about stuff he doesn't really know about, and even this stuff, like, it's just lame, The state of Maryland is standing by to do this, that, and the other thing. Just clean up the debris and find the people. I don't think they've even found the bodies yet. I think that's a little bit derelict. Is that true? They haven't found the bodies yet?
I think they found two of the six that died because they were inside the actual truck that I think they were sitting in when it happened. But no, I believe there are still four bodies yet to be recovered.
Well, what's the holdup? So I think everything's fine. This does happen from time to time. Hey, you guys know Chuck Scarborough, mm-hmm. on Channel 4? Mm-hmm. You know him? He wrote a book about this. He wrote a novel about an earthquake that hits New York City. And people don't realize that there's actually a fault line underneath Manhattan. They call it the 125th Street Fault. And been around, I think, for 400,000 years. Okay, it's been there for a long time, and I don't know what it is. We're probably not going to have a big one, but you never know. You never know, and I really did think, you know, gosh, maybe God is, maybe this is it. For about the entire 8 seconds, I was like, okay, is this going to, you know, is stuff going to start falling down? I was on the 19th floor. It's a good place and a bad place to be at the same time. Kind of wish I was in the country in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I have bragging rights now, and this is my second earthquake. And you didn't even feel it. You probably feel out of it, and that's all right, James.
I do kind of feel out of it to an extent. Like, you know, everybody else experienced this, and I didn't.
Our local leaders will get us through this. Our local leaders. I just heard Kathy Hochul saying, we are inspecting bridges and tunnels, and, like, she just went running to the microphone. You know, just went running to the microphone. There was, like, not enough time that elapsed after the event. How soon can we get the cameras on? Right away, Madam Governor.
Mm-hmm.
And those dopey emergency, like those jackets the politicians wear. You know what they're all trying to do? They're all trying to imitate Rudy Giuliani on 9/11. Now, Rudy, unlike a governor who has very little operational control or authority, Rudy was actually kind of calling the shots in the aftermath of 9/11 and what to do, emergency forces, services. He was very much an operational commander. These governors are, it's all about PR, you know?
So you see it as just more or less exploitive that these people are kind of...
It's a little bit exploitive. It is a little bit exploitive. I mean, look, hey, politicians, who would have thunk they'd be exploitive, right? That's what they do. That's why they went into this thing, you know, because they couldn't make it in Hollywood, so they want to be... Most of them are narcissists, especially that Wes Moore, and to a lesser extent, Kathy Hochul. You ever see some of the pictures that she poses for? I mean, like, she goes to a studio and gets the camera guy to, like, take, like, action shots of her. I mean, that's narcissism. That's a real kind of strange. I mean, I went to the photo studio when I was a baby. We went to Sears, right? We got our picture taken at Sears, and that was it for the photo studio and me. Oh, except for my brief career in modeling.
That's right. I feel like I've seen you posted a photo on Instagram.
I was a child model, but I felt very objectified by it, and I decided to leave the business after a brief but very successful career because I'm more than just a pretty face, you know? I got stuff to say.
I respect it.
That's supposed to be a joke. My face ain't that pretty.
Well, you have a lot to say, that's for sure.
It's bloated and, like, all weird and twisted. I saw a picture of myself the other day. Ooh, I don't like the way I look right now.
Well, how are you doing with the diet?
I'm doing all right, kind of, sort of.
Okay.
Wouldn't hurt if they stopped bringing around birthday cakes every 20 minutes around here and pizza
pies. You're not kidding.
Curtis had a birthday. Everybody has birthdays and these huge multi-tiered layer cakes. And for somebody like me, you know,
it's a lot of temptation.
9 years old. I can't help it. No more birthday parties. I stopped having birthday parties when I was about 10. And then you grow up. Look at Kathy Hochul right now at that stupid podium with the jacket on. Why is it? Take that jacket. She's inside. Why is she wearing that jacket? Silly. Very silly. All right, the other thing I wanted to do, where the hell is he? Who's that guy I'm mad at again? Oh, yeah. Karl Rove. This guy, Karl Rove, remember him? Blast from the past. Well, you see him on Fox News all the time. He's going to this summit. You know, he goes to the Aspen Institute. He was George W. Bush's kind of right-hand man / the brains of George W. Bush. Such pseudo-intellectuals, these guys. They read books, and they, like, talked about books and history. And anyway, they came up with that great plan to invade the wrong country for weapons of mass destruction, Iraq. And all, you know, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis died. I think 10,000 Americans died. 50,000 Americans horribly mutilated for the rest of their lives. Oops, no weapons of mass destruction. We invade the wrong country. After doing that, if I were George W. Bush and Karl Rove especially, I wouldn't go out in public. That guy has some damn nerve going out there and now undermining Trump. And here he is. And Karl Rove, I mean, how do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night when you start a war that was a total bust that made America less safe? And now you say stuff that now you're trying to trip up Trump. By the way, here's Karl Rove having the time of his life back in the day. He was MC Rove. Cut 18.
Tell me, what is your name?
MC Rove.
That's true. He crossing
he's dancing.
He's dancing. Rapping and a chilling and a showing his job. He will do it, or without fail. Get out his gun, because he's shooting quail.
Stupid. Stupid. He was dancing in a tuxedo, fake rapping, you know. Hey, I'm a white guy. I can't rap. You know, get it? Not funny. And here he is on the MSNBC. Again, what the left loves. Overreacting, misrepresenting, basically lying about January 6th. And one of the reasons why we love Trump is he wants to do the right thing for people unjustly imprisoned. Cut 19.
If they were smart, they'd take the January 6th and go hard at it.
He's talking about Democrats.
Say, he wants to pardon these people who attacked our Capitol. I worked in that building as a young man. To me, the Congress of the United States is one of the great examples of the strength of our democracy and a jewel of the Constitution. And what those people did when they violently attacked the Capitol in order to stop a constitutionally mandated meeting of the Congress to accept the results of the Electoral College is a stain on our history. And every one of those sons of who did that, we ought to find them, try them, and send them to jail.
Wow. Thanks a lot, Merrick Garland. Sons of bitch. You son of a bitch. I mean, what the hell? These people have been charged. Some of them were allowed into the building. The real scandal here is not that they were trying to upset the counting of the electoral votes. No, you've totally don't understand it. You haven't even tried. They were let in by the police on purpose, Nancy Pelosi, so that they would disrupt not the counting, but the objections to the vote. Objections. There was a debate under the Electoral Count Act, Article 2. You're allowed to. And we had senators and members of Congress who wanted to have that debate end by disrupting everything, by letting people in, and by shooting that beautiful, unarmed woman. It was over. We can't have this debate. So, Carl, you don't get it. It's another guy who orders a country, helps George W. Bush bring a country to war. He knows nothing about war, except he read a few books. Oh, this is a great way for us to go down in history. Yeah. As a flaming idiot. Cut 19.
If they were smart, they'd take the January 6th and go hard at it.
Stop! I heard that one. Sorry. Cut 20.
One of the critical mistakes made in this campaign is that Donald Trump has now said, I'm going to pardon those people because they're hostages. No, they're not. They're thugs. There were people, some of them had automatic weapons at a hotel in Virginia hoping to be able to be called up. We had people saying, where's Nancy Pelosi? We had people who were, you know, taking desks and sitting at the desk of the Speaker of the House and attempting to, you know, find people in order to bring them to justice and saying yelling at the police, kill them all. And so why Trump has done this is beyond me.
Well, Donald Trump has done this because he's unlike you people, conventional politicians who allow the left to set the parameters of the conversation. Oh, my goodness. Somebody put their feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. That's Big O Barnett. I know Big O. I consider him a friend. You were going to ruin that guy's life because he's jeered at Nancy Pelosi? Well, they already tried to, throwing him in a federal prison, the court costs on and on and on. He just doesn't get it. And neither does, you notice George W. Bush is sitting there painting those hideously bad drawings in his basement. He's a bad painter, by the way. He stinks. No ability whatsoever, but that's, can you imagine that? You're a former president of the United States. You can knock on any door in the world and get things done for people. That's, he's just sitting back, painting, golfing, hanging out. What would you do if you were the ex-president of the United States? This goes for Obama as well. And to a lesser extent, Clinton.
Yeah.
Clinton, well, Global Initiative.
I mean, it's interesting because you think back the way it sort of like was very quaint once upon a time. Presidents just sort of disappeared, right? Like they were supposed to not be part of the political experience. They weren't supposed to weigh in. They weren't supposed to be like a force in that respect. And that's definitely not true.
But you don't have to be, you know what, just get something done for the people. Like Barack Obama, instead of crying racism, he could talk about what's really going on, okay? The crisis in the black family in the city. He knows it's happening. Everybody knows it's happening. But we're going to pretend that some white cop somewhere is the source of all this
stuff. Well, yeah, I mean, that would totally clash with his party's politics if he said something like that.
And one more thing, wrapping up with Karl Rove, he just doesn't get it. It's so amazing. This is like why Trump and MAGA took off. This is such an establishment thing that didn't even bother to find out what really happened. Cut 20.
I'm a Republican. I don't want to have a Democrat president. I want to have a Republican president. But we're facing as a country a decision, and you know, everybody gets to make it, as to what kind of leadership we're going to have. And to me, it is a mistake on the part of the Trump campaign to allow the president's impulses to identify himself with the people who assaulted the Capitol rather than people who stand for law and order. Yeah.
It's not impulses. Okay, it makes it sound like this is some sort of, you know, whimsy, you know, Trump just out of control. No, he's thought about this. He's reached out to these folks, people like the family of Ashley Babbitt. My God, a woman was murdered, Karl Rove. What, because she's from the wrong side of the tracks? Not in a country club? What's the deal there? What did he say else there that bothered me? Yeah, siding with the January. Yeah, they've been overcharged. There are people who didn't break anything, didn't hurt anybody, who still haven't been seen. Oh, do you have the grandmother? The praying grandmother, a woman who was there on January 6th. The doors were wide freaking open. Anyway, and there he is back on Fox News. That man helped start a war that people died in. And it was the fact that George W. Bush got reelected is also one head scratcher when you think about it. Anyway, James. All right. So we made it through the earthquake. What about the aftershocks?
Well, they say that those still could result. In essence, I don't think we're expecting anything major in that respect. Like, you know, one of the experts I spoke to said more or less, this is probably the kind of earthquake that took a long time to build. And then it kind of just happened.
Yeah.
And it's going to build again, potentially over time.
Hey, look at that Fox News. You know what they're doing right now? As part of the news program, they're still working for Nikki Haley. They're still saying nice things about Nikki Haley. All right. Thanks for nothing, Fox. And you too, Carl. Thank you, though, James. Seriously, good stuff. We'll be right back.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276 or ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
Greg Kelly, entertaining and informative on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Hi, we're back. I want to play something for you. And I think Karl Rove, if you're listening, actually, you know what? I have his email address. I may send this to her, him rather. It's Rebecca Lavrance, a retired registered nurse. And listen to this. After a lengthy deliberation that's been rare for the capital cases, Rebecca Lavrence, known on social media as the J6 Praying Grandma, was convicted on all four federal misdemeanor charges for her participation on January 6th. And she's, let's see, yeah, she's probably going to jail here. The trial began March 25th in federal district court in D.C., ended after nearly 26 hours of deliberation, found her guilty of entering and remaining in a restricted building, disorderly and disruptive conduct. The 71-year-old great-grandmother and owner of a bed and breakfast where she lives for 14 years, could be sentenced to up to a year in prison. And I think this is her post-verdict. This shouldn't be happening. Go ahead.
My own country is treating me like a criminal. It's because I believe that they stole my rightful president. And just standing up for my country, it makes me a criminal. And it's just not right. I feel so weird to be here.
She shouldn't. Wow. She didn't hurt anybody, and she didn't break anything. And I'll show you the videotape again. There were a lot of folks who went into the Capitol who didn't break windows, all right, who didn't break down doors. In fact, nobody broke down a door. Yeah, there were some people who broke windows, but, and, you know, when the hell did the Capitol become so precious in a way? I mean, you're not supposed to break in. I get that. And a lot of people didn't break in, but the sacred hub of our democracy. It's a building. It's a government building. And I hate this phrase, but last time I checked, we're allowed to go into government buildings, right? It's not just the people who govern us. We're allowed to go in there. You're actually allowed to go to the Capitol right now. You are allowed to. You want to see those guys deliberating and all that stuff? So what's happening to this woman? Oh, I'm out of time. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Greg Kelly, entertaining and informative on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
You know, I had a meeting with Governor Greg Abbott today, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. He's going to be on Katz and Cosby later on, and also this weekend. Check it out here on WABC. Great big interview, John Catsimatidis and Governor Greg Abbott. I wore a tie for the interview because, it's Governor Greg Abbott. And ever since, everyone's saying, like, what are you all dressed up for? What are you all dressed up for? What are you all dressed up? I usually don't wear a tie until, I'm on video or whatever. But I just didn't realize it was so. I feel like I'm walking around in, top hat and tails the way everyone's out. What are you? Ooh, look at you, sharp-dressed man. It's a tie. It's really no big deal. It really just shows you how kind of unkempt we've all become and casual. And anyway, the thing about Greg Abbott, there's so many things to like about him. He's passionate, and there's a real sense of urgency that he's got going regarding the border crisis. That's great. I did kind of ask him, do you have to send them all up here to New York? I know you got a beef with Adams, but he explained, and it makes sense. But look, it's not just he's got to look out for Texas. I get that. But I don't know. There's got to be some other state, right? I don't like Eric Adams either, but I don't like these people running around and breaking into our houses and all kinds of other things. These illegal migrants. Excuse me. If you come here illegally, if you break into the country, it's more likely and logical that it's more likely that you'll break into a home and squat there and do all kinds of other weird things that, well, if you come here legally and you do the things that you have to do to become a citizen, That's amazing. That's just an amazing thing, and we'll always have it, and we've always had it, but this is disgusting and wrong, and Joe Biden wants it. He wants it on purpose. The other thing is, he is in a wheelchair. Did you know that about Greg Abbott? He's in a wheelchair. He went running back when he was, I think, in law school or something like that, and a tree fell on him, and he had a really bad, I think, back injury, and it paralyzed him from the waist down. So he's in a wheelchair. But you never know it, quite frankly, watching television, right? They never show it. It's not like it's deliberate. It's not like they're giving him the FDR treatment. You know, nobody in the country knew that FDR had polio or whatever. It just is a fact of life. He never really talks about it unless you ask him. He'll talk about it if you ask him. And I've asked him about it. And it's just amazing. He's an impressive guy. I could see him totally as president, maybe even vice president. He's rumored to be one of the guys that Trump is thinking about. That's going to be one amazing moment. And I hope Trump is rethinking the whole vice presidential pick. There was this understanding for a long time. Richard Nixon said a vice presidential nominee can't help the nominee. The presidential nominee can only hurt the nominee. So I don't know if that's true anymore. I think it could be a force multiplier in a huge way. And do all kinds of other things. I don't know, but it's going to be an interesting moment. Hey, are we done with March Madness? Is that over yet? Right? Well, now I kind of know why they call it March Madness. I mean, a little bit. This Angel Reese basketball player. Okay. She's good at basketball. So what? I mean, let's face it. She's got a huge chip on her shoulder. She's always kind of angry or feuding with somebody. And then she loses the big game to Iowa, right? She loses the big game to Iowa. And she kind of has a bit of a breakdown slash, I don't know what it is, but she says some things here that are, well, you listen, go ahead.
I don't really get to stand up for myself. I mean, I have great teammates. I have a great support system. I got my hometown. I got my family that stands up for me. I don't really get to speak out on things just because I just try to ignore and I just try to stand strong. Like, I've been through so much. I've seen so much. I've been attacked so many times.
Hey, stop for a second. I mean, she talks like she's a war refugee, right? She's playing basketball. It's basketball. I've seen this girl stand up for herself. She, you know, makes that little thing with the fingers and she's always mouthing off to the coach and all kinds of things. She stands up for herself. Maybe too much. And did you hear about all of her support systems? The community, the local, the national. She's got all kinds of support systems. But she still found a way to be upset and to cry and to be mad. And then she offers a terrible, terrible example for both women and girls and men and boys. Keep going.
Death threats. I've been sexualized. I've been...
Stop for a second. I hate this, the death threats, okay? You've been made fun of on social media, all right? If there's a death threat, call the cops, and that guy will be arrested. Or, okay, they try to conflate the two, all right? Everybody gets made fun of on social media. They got to make kids better at absorbing that stuff. And once you learn how to do that, you're free. You're free, Angel, okay? Keep going.
So many things, and I've stood strong every single time. And I just try to... stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and like not be there for them. So I just want them to always just know, like, I'm still a human. Like, all this has happened since I won the national championship. And I said the other day, I haven't had peace since then. And it sucks. But I still wouldn't change. I wouldn't change anything. And I would still sit here and say, like, I'm unapologetically me. I'm going to always leave that mark and be who I am and stand on that. And hopefully the little girls that look up to me and hopefully I give them some type of inspiration that, you know, hopefully it's not this hard and all the things that come at you, but keep being who you are. Keep waking up every day. Keep being motivated, staying who you are, staying 10 toes, don't back down, and just be confident.
Well, sorry. I don't like any of that. It sounds great at first glance if you're not really actively listening. Oh, what could be wrong with not backing down and being who you are? Well, that's a message for girls. You know, it discourages, in my opinion, growth. It discourages growth. It discourages introspection. Hey, maybe I made a mistake there. You know what I hear very little of? The word sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry I did that. I'm sorry I said that. I apologize. You just don't hear that very much. I don't know. Don't change. Be who you are. We got enough people with that chip on their shoulder, don't you think? Get out of my way. Even, every time I say chip on their shoulder, it doesn't resonate because we don't hear that phrase anymore. Because everybody's got a chip on their shoulder, including and especially Angel and her friends on the ball team. And it's just basketball. My goodness gracious. How has she been? I don't know. I can't keep up with her grievances. I really can't keep up with Acho. Anybody know who Acho is? Did you get this Acho thing? All right, Acho. What is Acho? Who is Acho? Acho became famous by sitting down with Oprah. Acho happens to be black. His parents, I think, were born in Nigeria. He may have been born in Nigeria. I don't remember. And that's like a big thing with him, like the difference between Nigerian roots and being whatever. I don't know, but he talks about it a lot, or he did with Oprah. And what they did was they brought in a bunch of white people and scolded them for not saying the right thing about race. It was really something. It was really kind of gross. They called it uncomfortable conversations with a black man. I wouldn't have been uncomfortable. I would not have been uncomfortable myself. They were all uncomfortable because, like, there was a one-way conversation. It was not even a conversation. It was a lecture from Acho. So Acho, he's on Fox Sports. He's a former NFL guy, and he wears suits that are ridiculously too small. I don't understand what's up with these suits. Probably to show off his definition and that kind of thing. And so here he is reacting to what you and I just heard, okay, from the Angel Reese player. Okay, check this out.
I'm about to give a gender-neutral, racially indifferent take. Now, if you want to say, well, Acho, cater your take based upon gender, Acho, cater your take based upon race, I will understand that. But I'm about to give a gender-neutral, racially indifferent take. Angel Reese, you can't beat a big bad wolf, but then kind of cry like Courage the Cowardly Dog. Mm. Because if you want to act grown, which she has, if you want to get paid like you grown, which you are, if you want to talk to grown folks like you grown, which you did post game when you told a coach for an opposing team, watch your mouth. If you want to tell people get your money up, then post game when you take an L, you just got to take it on the chin. Nobody mourns when the villain catches an L. And Angel Reese, you have self-proclaimed to be the villain. Shout out to you because you are the second best basketball player on the court and it was not close. Outside of Caitlin Clark, it was you. 17-20, dog, showed up, biggest game, second biggest game of your career, absolute dog, but you can't under any circumstance go to the podium and now try to ask for individuals to give you sympathy. No one has sympathy for the villain. Mm-hmm. You painted the bullseye on your back. Why are you surprised when people shoot at you? So if you want to act grown, if you want to pose grown, if you want to talk grown, if you want to talk to grown folks grown, then you got to take the L like you grown. Because what frustrated me is when you want to be the villain, but you want to hope for sympathy like a hero.
All right. I mean, I can only understand about 60% of what the hell he was saying. But I like the gist of where he's going with that. Now, he is taking all kinds of heat. Man, we as a country spend a lot of time being upset with stuff that people say. Granted, I do that plenty myself. Maybe I should, I don't know, maybe we should just step back and cut people some slack. Joe in Mount Sinai, welcome back.
Hello. I was watching TV the other day, and they were bringing up these migrants, how they – and then one of the commentators, they commit less crimes than Americans. My question is, says who? And as far as fake –
yeah, just like Sid, says who? Yeah, that's a fake statistic. They've been breaking that out for years. Statistically, they are less illegal immigrants are less likely to commit crime. Well, they've already committed a crime, number one. All right, so they're all guilty of something. Look, it's a game they play, and of course you can play these games because nobody knows better, and they just kind of take the cue and they shut up. Keep going, Joe.
And there's one other thing as far as Facebook. If I want to write a comment and use Joe Biden's name and don't want to give him the respect for capital letters, I can't do that. It corrects me. But I can write Trump's name with small casing.
Wait a second. Let me try this right now. You say you can't use uppercase for Joe Biden?
No, you can't use lowercase for Joe Biden.
You can't use lowercase for Joe Biden?
No,
on Facebook?
They They correct it all the time. They correct me all the time.
Well, let's face it, Joe. I've had to correct you a couple of times. Let me just see. Let me see what the hell's going on here. All right. Oh man, Facebook. I've never posted anything on Facebook, and I haven't checked this account in about 4 years. Oh shoot. 989,000 messages. It looks like I can't. Is that 9,000 or 98,000? All right. Let me see. How do I post on Facebook? What do I do? Where do you do it? Where do you do it? How do you do it? Shoot. I'm at the home. Now what do I do? Oh, wait. There we go. The plus? No. Oh, what's on my mind? Where is that? Shh. This is not fun for anybody. Sorry. Where do I go? Joe, where do I do this? How do I do this?
No, I don't post anything either. I answer, you know, when I make a comment on somebody else's post, they will not let me use.
All right. Here I go. I'm writing a comment. And you say I can't put Biden in all caps. Is that it or what?
No. You cannot put Biden in all lowercase letters. You have to capitalize the B.
Let me just see. No, that is not true. I have just fact-checked you in real time. Well, I don't know. I just posted Joe Biden, not good. All lowercase. And who did I do this to? Yeah, I just did it. I just did it. Double check your settings. Maybe I know. Maybe they're just doing it to you. Maybe they singled you out. Did you ever write F Joe Biden? Did you ever do anything like that?
What?
You're allowed to, by the way. You're allowed to. Look, Joe, thank you. But it worked for me. Joe Biden, not good. Oh shoot. Now everybody's like, oh, you're on Facebook now. Oh, yikes. How do I delete the comment? Not that I'm afraid of what I said. I just want to keep a low profile on Facebook. Thank you very much. All right, one more. Mimi.
Hi, Greg. You know, there was an earthquake in Long Island in 2011 because of fracking. They said it's because of fracking in Pennsylvania. It was 5.8.
I don't know anything about that fracking thing. I remember that there was something in 2011 or 2009. I never heard the fracking thing. Fracking is when you actually cause an earthquake on purpose. You go down there and you blow it up to get the natural gas out of the rock. Something like that, right?
And it caused the earthquake, they said, but it didn't, really.
I think that might be a little bit of fake news, to be honest. That might be some environmentalist crazy theory, but it can't cause an earthquake in Long Island, fracking. I like fracking. I say, frack, baby, frack. We'll be right back.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Greg Kelly, entertaining and informative on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Hey, I like this guy. It's so cool that Elon Musk is enlightened and on our side and probably is going to give money to Trump if he hasn't already and probably will vote for him, but we don't know for sure. Did you hear The Rock took his endorsement back from Joe Biden? Yeah, The Rock. Yeah, Dwayne The Rock. We call him The Rock for a reason. Not much going on upstairs. And that was the most amateurish, weakest move from The Rock when he went in with those Hollywood phonies to endorse Biden in 20. And I think he took a real hit from his fan base. All right, so here is Elon Musk, and it's a very important lesson and some interesting observations. Go ahead.
The average person right now has access to more information than the most powerful person on Earth did in, say, 1980 or even 1990, frankly.
I know. I wish it felt like it.
Well, so the thing is that, like, it's in human nature that our expectations recalibrate. Mm. Our quality of life basically is so dramatically better than the past. You have to say, well, why aren't we happy? It's because we just keep recalibrating. We keep setting our expectations higher. We keep moving the goalposts. You know, as the saying goes, like, happiness is reality minus expectations. Mm-hmm. But if our expectations keep rising, then reality has to keep rising too.
It's interesting. You know, we live in 2024. Princes, kings, 100 years ago, a regular person, let's say just somebody who's unemployed has access to more stuff, more services than the kings of 100 years ago. I saw a picture once of, well, who was it? Bill Clinton on the telephone in the Oval Office in like 1993. And then they had a couple of kids on the plains of Africa, and they were holding a little cell phone. They were like 10-year-old kids. And they said, who has access to more information in this, in these photos? And the answer was those little kids with their cell phone in the middle of Africa. Bill Clinton, you know, hey, I'd like to get the file on the JFK assassination. Oh, all right. Well, try to get them up here within the next week if you can. All right. Right now, if I want to, I could look at JFK's autopsy photos. Have you ever seen them? They're, I don't know what the hell they're doing online, but they are, it's not artificial intelligence. They've been there for a long time. It's just kind of amazing. Yet it doesn't make us happier. It doesn't make us more fulfilled somehow. Going on an airplane and flying to London, you know, it used to take months and on a ship. Somehow, I think they were happier. Were they happier? God, the absence of God has a big part of our lack of happiness. Too many people unhappy because there's no God in their life. Oh, Carrie, you called yesterday, said something about these matters. What is it?
Yes, hi, Greg, and thanks for talking about the Bible and God. I just want to state that the Pope is violating the Bible and Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2.
All right, do me a favor, man. All right, look, let's lay off the Pope. We talked about this yesterday, all right? You called and you started picking on Joel Osteen and you started picking on Catholics. And you have a point of view. And, but, you know, I kind of told you yesterday, I don't really want to hear it. All right, yeah, Carrie, you remember that? I mean, I don't really want to, you know, I got beef with the Pope too. I mean, he's doing all kinds of things to undermine, the politics here. He's basically a socialist. He's basically woke. I'm crossing my fingers because I think somewhere it says I'm not supposed to say that, but I don't want to give him more of a, I don't want you to call my show and give him a hard time. I'll take care of that. And also Joel Osteen. Leave him alone, all right? We talked about this yesterday, Carrie. Don't pick on those people. And we can work it out. We can work it out, all right? We can work it out. But no, all right? I appreciate your call, but don't call back with that kind of stuff, all right? I mean it.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.